Aircheckdownloads.com.
Morning, how's it going? Kerrang Radio, 6 minutes past six, Saturday morning. My name's Mike Peters. How are you? All right? Good work. King of the show, Paramore, Misery Business, playing that for Lauren, who's been on the text. 64100, start your message with K. And Travis, Flowers in the Window. Or more so this morning, Flowers Hitting My Window. Or not so much flowers as big parts of tree. Because it is quite windy out there. Well, actually, I think I should have got danger money for coming in this morning. The amount of leaves and bits of treeage that I've had to dodge. It's a farce. Ridiculous. Stay safe. Well, I'm here now, so that's the main thing. So, on the show this morning, the usual gubbins. Rocked and Shocked will do after seven. We'll do News Fakers later on. You win yourself some CDs. And we shall launch a brand new feature shortly for those crazy and hardy souls that are up early. Loads of good tunes as well. We've got the Who, Jimmy Eat World, Elliot Minor, Charlatans, 30 Seconds to Mars, Eels later on, Nirvana, Oasis, and a push, I might even play some Nickelback. Good work all round. Right, Elliot Minor on the way next, then a bit of Oasis as well, classic. We'll do the gig guide as well later on in the show. Automatic Monster Kerrang. Oasis, 6:18, Kerrang Radio, She's Electric. Right then, this is for you hardy souls who are up at this ungodly hour of the morning. And as Nicolas Cage once said, what in the name of Zeus's butthole would you be doing up at this time of the morning? He didn't actually say that, I've just adapted a phrase that he used in Con Air, I think. If you would like to be the recipient of an inaugural Saturday morning salute, text me now, 64100, start your message with K. See, what I've done is Saturday morning salute, cleverly spells SMS, that's the acronym for it. So that's how you get in touch with the show for this feature. See, like, it's always thinking. I don't just hold the show together in like 10 minutes before I come on air. No. Massive amounts of thought go into this. Tell me, why are you up at this time of the morning? And I will salute you for being up at this time of the morning. That's what you do. All right, or you can give me a call as well if you haven't got your phone. 0845-688-1052. Saturday morning salutes, and I will salute you in the only way that I know how. By sort of putting my hand up and sort of doing an army salute. Got to be careful about that. They might think Prince Harry's here and, you know, I might be bombed or something like that, whatever. Scouting for Girls and The Who on the way next to Kerrang.
Dean 23.
Classic, The Who is Who Are You? It's Kerrang Radio, 6:33. It's Mike, the Saturday breakfast. This is an unbelievable story. I'm shocked and appalled. The Italian Supreme Court has banned men from touching themselves in public. That's disgust. That's a disgrace. Honestly, what is the world coming to if you can't touch yourself in public? Apparently, I didn't realise this, that crotch grabbing in Italy is an ancient superstitious habit that's supposed to sort of ward off the evil eye, I think. And it's traditional to sort of do it when men, when a hearse goes by or when they're talking about serious illnesses or disasters. But apparently there was a guy who was ostentatiously touching himself through his clothing. So they banned it. They fined him £1,500, then he had to pay £760 in costs. And the judge reckoned, said, well, if they want to do that, you should do it in your own home. We do it anyway. We're blokes. That's what happens. But I'll have to mention this to Christian. I say, because he doesn't touch himself. That's not what I'm saying. But what he does do, about 20 past seven every night, he comes and gives Alex, the producer from the night before, what is commonly known as a ball shawl. I won't explain it to you, but he sort of gets up and sort of pops it on his shoulder, you see. So he has to be careful. He might get fined or something for doing that. I think Alex will be quite pleased about that, in actual fact. We want a Saturday morning salute. Keep your text coming in. 64100. Start your message with K. Tell me, why are you up at this ungodly hour of the morning? Jimmy Eat World, Always Be. Excellent tune. Chili Peppers next to Kerrang. Chili Peppers on Kerrang, 6:43. It's Mike with Saturday Breakfast. Right then, do you want Saturday morning salute? They've been texting in, 64100, start your message with K. And I will give you a salute. I've got like a special effect and everything to show you that. I want to give you a proper salute. Somebody's actually saying that taking my little girl Millie to stage school. You are saluted. Somebody who's working at Cadbury's. Solomon. Morning to you. You get a salute. Alex in South Birmingham, he's at work till 6 o'clock tonight. Nightmare, but you get a salute. Good work. Paul in Coventry, he wants a salute to all security staff out in all weathers, keeping scallies at bay. Fair enough, Paul. And somebody who's driving to Wales for a two-day motorbike endurance race. Sounds fun, but that's I still don't think that's a good enough reason to get up at 6 o'clock. But whatever, you get a salute. Good work. If you would like a salute like that, text 64100, start your message with Gay. Just tell me, why on earth are you up at 6:45 on a Saturday morning? There's got to be a good reason. I want to know about it, all right? Or give me a call, 0845-688-1052. 30 Seconds to Mars and the Charlatans on the way next to Kerrang. The band. Genius Charlatans, Kerrang Radio. They've just put a new album out, actually, for free to download. I think it's going to be out, actually, on Monday. But if you want to wait for the CD or the vinyl or whatever, it's going to be out on, I think, March the 19th, a couple of weeks' time. Right, let's do the Saturday morning salutes, then let's round them off. Who's been on? Pete's been on. He's on his way down to Oxford to do some cleaning. But I'll give you a salute, Pete, because you've got a particularly difficult job. In fact, you've got such a crap job that I'm going to give you two salutes. Tim Bob from Kiddy, he's off to Aberystwyth to deliver parcels and hope. Oh, he's just leaving Stourport now. Happy days. I don't know if that's happy days because he's got to go to Aberystwyth or because he's just leaving Stourport. Beautiful place. Chris in Aki, I'm talking about Zacherington. Who are they? I have to get that in there, sorry. But he's just up, so I'll salute you anyway. And Holly, who's been at work since 10 o'clock yesterday morning, she finished work at 4 this morning, got straight in the car to drive from Portsmouth to Middlesbrough, and she'll get there about 10 to see her mum for Mother's Day. Oh, beautiful. Make sure you have a sleep, though, or then anybody crashing at the wheel, all right? Saturday morning salute's done now. You can't, that's it, you missed out. You have to wait till next Saturday. You have to get up early again, and I'll make sure that I'll give you a salute. But Pete did suggest, actually, when he phoned me up, he said that maybe I should give myself one for being up at this time. I think that would be shamelessly self-indulgent. So I'm going to do it anyway. Salute me. I thank you. Serge Tankian, The Calling, and Franz Ferdinand on the way after we get some news with Simon next at Kerrang. One of the world's biggest. Franz Ferdinand on Kerrang, 7:15, Saturday morning. It's Mike Peters with Saturday Breakfast. I thought that was The Calling, wherever you'll go. Or, sorry, wherever you will go. And Serge Tankian, Lie, Lie, Lie. Hello to Ryan, who's on his way to Alton Towers to rig up some lights in the theatre. Random, nice. 64100, start your message with K if you're going to text in. There's a story about a five-year-old in Czechoslovakia. Oh, sorry, the Czech Republic. It's not Czechoslovakia, is it? Sorry. He stole his parents' car and then drove it for a mile and then crashed it into a wall. He took the keys from the car in the middle of the night, got in, started it up, reversed out the drive and then took off. He had to get two cushions so as he could see over the front. I admired that kid's resourcefulness, that's brilliant. But his parents, I think, have been a bit naive. I'm not, you know, I don't accuse him of being bad parents or whatever, but all they had to do was buy him a Matchbox car or one of them Tonka trucks or one of them little kettle cars, you know, the little scooter things that you used to pedal. Or even better, just getting one of those things that, you know, you can get in shopping centres now, which I'm gutted they never had them when I was a kid, but these things that you can sit in, and they're like little, and you just push them around, they're like a little buggy. When I went shopping the other week, I was tempted to actually get him one anyway. And it looked stupid, but it would have been quite cool. It's brilliant work. So to avoid a five-year-old joyriding, just buy them some toy cars. That's the rule, isn't it? Which of the witches do you belong? Nirvana, Come As You Are, Kerrang, 7:22. Before that was Biffy Clyro, Who's Got A Match. It's Mike with Saturday Breakfast, Kerrang Radio. Made my first visit of the morning to Facebook. Now, while you're on there, if you're going on there today, then sign up for my group, Mike Peters from Kerrang Radio Appreciation Society. If you can't remember all that, don't worry, just put in Mike Peters Kerrang and you will find the group in there. But while I was on there, I found this. It's quite interesting. The Human Buckaroo Appreciation Society. This is a brand new game, apparently, which I've not heard of. Basically, this is the way it works. Okay, this is the description. If someone happens to fall asleep during some sort of party or soiree, basically just pile everything you can find on top of them. The loser, apart from the person under the pile, is the last person to place an item before the victim awakes. So if you're off to a party tonight now, I mean, at least you've got something to do. Or you're looking to while away your Saturday, you know, perhaps a loved one is having a sleep in or a sibling that you don't like. just pile some stuff on them and see what happens. Look at us, I mean, as if listening to this show wasn't enough to just while away the day anyway. I'm now giving you games to play, isn't that fantastic? Nickelback and the Kinks on the way next, and then we shall do Rocked and Shocked next to Kerrang Radio. Kinks, you really got me. Kerrang Radio, 7:34. It's Mike with Saturday Breakfast. Hello. Before that was Nickelback and Rockstar. Right then, let's do Rocked and Shocked. Basically, what this is you tell me what has been good, i.e. what has rocked, and what has been bad, i.e. what has shocked your week so far. I mean, to be fair, quite a number of things have rocked my week. Actually, I've had a pretty good week. But what shocked it, this sticks out a mile. We all went out the other night, most of the Kerrang community, for a couple of people's leaving dues, John, our engineer, and somebody else that no longer works here. But you all know. And we went out and we had, several drinks. I had several drinks. Certain people, Simon in News, was very responsible, being the hard-nosed journalist he is, and just drank lemonade. I didn't, because I wasn't driving, so I thought, I'm going to enjoy this. And I had an appalling hangover yesterday, which I'm still suffering from. I was suffering from for most of the day yesterday, and I've still got a sore chest now. I don't know why I've got a sore chest, I just have. It's just, really bad. I can't remember anything from getting out of the taxi to waking up the next morning. It was, I don't know, I could have been drugged or anything. I could have been taken advantage of. I don't know where that tattoo came from as well. No, so if you want to tell me what's been good and what's been rubbish, what's rocked and shocked your week, that'd be really good. 0845 688 1052 if you want to give me a call. Or text 64100. Start your message with K. Email there is working as well. It is mike@kerrangradio.co.uk. Or just go to the website and then click on the new picture. And I just don't photograph well ever. So that's definitely worth doing. Go to the website and look at my ridiculous picture with my stupid cheesy grin. It's the audition. Warm me up. Like this a lot. And Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, on the way next. Kerrang Radio. And relax. Oasis on Kerrang. It's Mike with Saturday Breakfast till 10 o'clock. Keep your texts coming in for Rocked and Shocked. What's been good and what's been rubbish in your week so far? 64100. Start your message with Kate. Or give me a call if you actually want to talk to me. Person to person. Man to man. Woman to man. Whatever. 0845 688 1052. If you want to win a chance to see an exclusive St. Patrick's Day screening of the new U2 thing, which looks really cool. The U2 3D. Like they filmed the gig and it's all in 3D. It looks amazing. It's going to be on Saturday, March the 15th at the IMAX Cinema at Millennium Point here in Birmingham, then basically you need to keep listening. That's what you need to do. You'll also have a chance at winning a weekend in Dublin. I can't imagine that. I'm thinking a fairly sedate weekend. Nothing particularly exciting is going to happen there, is it? That's not why it's like party capital of the world or anything. You also win enough cash to help you party like a rock star as well with Aer Lingus, Ireland's low fares airline from Birmingham International Airport, and Kerrang Radio. All kicks off on Monday. I think we're going to be doing it on this show next week as well, so you need to make sure that you do listen to this show next Saturday. But I think it all kicks off Monday morning from 7 a.m. on the morning after. Excellent stuff. Medina Lake and Mock Turtles on the way next at Kerrang. Chris. Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It? Kerrang Radio. 4 minutes to eight. It's Mike with Saturday Breakfast. Keep your texts coming in for Rocked and Shocked. What's been good and what's been rubbish? And I shall read them out in a bit. 64100. Start your message with a K or give me a call as well. 0845 688 1052. Don't forget to check out Amp tonight with Tim from 6. 4 hours of rock and knob gags. He had his picture taken with the website. He looks quite normal. He isn't, but he looks quite normal. You want to see him doing handstands in the studio when he's in. It's hilarious. And the show is just as funny as well. Definitely check it out. If you can't listen tonight, check it out on the Listen Again feature of the website, kerrangradio.co.uk. Stand by. Tune some Eels, Stone Roses, One Night Only, Queen and David Bowie in a sort of duet sort of style. I think you know what that's going to be. That's on the way off to get some news with Simon. That's next at Kerrang. They're one of the most exciting and... Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. Fantastic, I haven't heard that in ages. Eels, Mystery's Beautiful Blues on Kerrang Radio. 8:10. Before that was Foo Fighters, Long Road to Ruin. Mike here with Saturday Breakfast till 10. Right, let's do Rocked and Shocked. Stubby from Keighley's been on. He says, what's been rubbish? That song you just played. Well, not the Eels one, he was texting about Oasis. Harsh, man.
Well, fair enough, you know, not everybody likes Oasis. I love them personally, one of my favourite bands, but fair enough.
I think that's a fairly extreme. You had a really good week. If that's the worst thing that's happened in your week, then I envy you, my friend, because that's a really good week.
Who's been on? Who is this? Who is it? Oh, he's got his name on it, but he says, what's good is the fact that he's off to buy Kerrang! Magazine. That's rocked his week today. See, I like that. Selling it. Tick that corporate box. Brilliant work.
Although he did call me Tim and Kate, so that's kind of somewhat shocked my week. That's a bit rubbish, isn't it? I am not neither Tim Short nor Kate Lawler. Tim's a lot taller than me, and Kate's a girl, and I'm not, so... Starting to get a complex about these sorts of things. I keep managing to get confused with every female presenter on the station. Rubbish. Do I sound like a woman to you? Actually, don't answer that. Razorlight America, one night only, on the way next. Kerrang! Radio. Stone Roses, Fool's Gold, Kerrang! Radio. It's my piece with Saturday Breakfast before that, one night only, and just for tonight. That's good. A guy who was planning to walk from Bristol to India without any money has quit after getting as far as Calais. I mean, walking with no money, I suppose, is quite sensible, actually, in one sense, because there's no chance of getting mugged. Thinking, well, what's the point of mugging him? He's got no cash. Good thinking. Problem was, there's a flaw in this. He got as far as Calais. The reason he stopped is because he didn't speak French. Basically, he's one of these from like these free economy people that reckons we should just get rid of money and not have money at all. But he couldn't speak French, so they thought he was an asylum seeker or freeloader, and therefore wouldn't help him. I think you'll spot the irony in that as well. But yeah, he's going to walk around the coast of Britain instead next year and learning French as he goes, so he can try again. Fair play. Learn the language, have some exercise, have a nice walk. Good work. But at least he's learning to speak French. You know, it's the old once bitten, twice shy adage, isn't it? The plan would have been to, rather than have to walk around Britain again next year learning French, you should just learn French before you went, you see? And then you wouldn't have had to do that massive walk. Silly Billy. Arctic Monkeys, triple Enemy Award winners during the week. And a Queen of David Bowie on the way next, the Kerrang! Radio.
Hey!
Kerrang! Radio, 8:34. Somebody's texted in and said, Dragon Force, Valley of the Damned. Wrong, I'm afraid. You lose this morning's Kerrang! Radio music quiz, even though we weren't playing. Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure, obviously. And before that was Arctic Monkeys, Fluorescent Adolescence. Right, do you want to win some CDs then? I think you do. A Simple Plan album and a Live Earth 2 DVD and CD combo is up for grabs if you want to play News Fakers this morning, basically. So the way this works is as follows. I give you the name of a celebrity, the name of a place, and the name of an object, and you have to fuse them into a fake news story using all your imagination and comedy wiles, okay? Right, this morning's celebrity of choice is Meatloaf. The place is actually a wind tunnel, I've decided this morning. And the object that you need to include is a can of soup, or a tin of soup, whatever way you want to, depending on where you're from, I suppose, depends on how you say that. So if you include Meatloaf, a wind tunnel and a can of soup in your story, and then go mad after that. Do what you want with it. You can win yourself a couple of CDs. Get on the phone, 0845 688 1052. Text 64100. Make sure you start your message with a K. And make sure it might be quite long. Our text machine has a tendency to cut off. So if you're going to get really creative, give me a call. It's easier, believe me. Or drop me an email through the website, kerrangradio.co.uk. And the winner, I'll get Simon to read it out. He'll come in and judge, because he is, you know, a hard-nosed journalist and knows these things. And he'll do that in a bit, so get on that now. Pendulum Granite, they're going to be out on tour, a live tour, next couple of months. New single, Propane something or other. New album, sorry, it's to do with propane. Sounds quite good, though. It's going to be out soon as well. Dandy Warhol's on the way next. Kerrang! Radio. Oasis on Kerrang, whatever. At 9:14, it's Mike with Saturday Breakfast. Before that, 30 Seconds to Mars and Orson, No Tomorrow. No, that's wrong. Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Oh, God. It was smooth. It was good, wasn't it? So I pressed the wrong button there. Right, we're going to do News Fakers now. You've been texting in, including the... And you've had a tough time this morning, getting them this morning, haven't you, Simon?
High standards.
It is a high standard. It's been quite tough picking a winner.
You've outdone yourselves this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang on a minute. Let me find the thing. I've made a mess of that now. It was all going so slickly. Should we read out some of the ones that didn't win?
Oh, go on.
These are really, really good.
Worth doing.
Right, okay. We had to include meatloaf, a wind tunnel, and a can of soup. On advice from friends, Meatloaf re-records Bat Out of Hell and other hits with his face submerged in a tin of chicken noodle soup while standing in an active wind tunnel, resulting in higher record sales and general sound quality because we couldn't hear his undescribably awful voice. Fans of Meatloaf, obviously.
Yeah.
Paul's been on. He says, Meatloaf decides that he wants to see how much weight he's lost and decides to use a wind tunnel. Bad news is he's about as aerodynamic as a tin of soup. but they weren't the winner, right?
No.
Let's go to the phone, because Christian's on the phone. Hello, you're doing Christian, all right? Yeah?
All right.
Fire away, yeah. My friend.
Meatloaf was testing his magical hair in the Nuremberg wind tunnel in Germany. And when Dumbledore, the wizard, threw in a can of soup, but Meatloaf's magical hair grabbed the can of soup, turned it into an arrow, and put it up Dumbledore's bottom.
Christian, what have you had in your cup of tea this morning?
I've just kind of woke up.
You've just kind of woke up. You're in that sort of twilight zone.
Yeah.
Bizarre, quite frankly, Christian, but it's good. And part of your prize, as well as the Simple Plan and Live Earth albums, is get newsman Simon here to read it in a new style. Okay, you ready?
I hope I can remember all that nonsense.
I've been doing pre-production here. Let's check this out so you get to bed and everything. This is the one I pressed the wrong button for earlier.
Could have smoothed over that.
That's good.
Never mind. Right, I'll shuffle papers like they do on the proper news.
Yeah.
Meatloaf testing his magical hair in a wind tunnel in Germany when Dumbledore the Wizard threw in a can of soup, but Meatloaf's magical hair managed to turn it into an arrow and fire it back up Dumbledore's bottom.
Beautiful.
It's good, man.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Might put that in at 10 as well.
Well done, Christian. More news fakers next Saturday. Simon, just before you go,
yes.
Could you tell everybody what happened when you walked into the pub on Thursday?
Oh, do I have to?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I walked into the pub on Thursday and I kind of tried to sort of wave at Lucy from breakfast. And instead of waving at her, I managed to poke myself in the eye. And my eyes wouldn't stop watering for about 20 minutes.
No. And I thought it was a comedy thing that he'd done, instead of a fake, oh, I'll look at that, I poked myself in the eye while I'm trying to wave. But he had actually done it.
Yeah.
The high quality employees we have here at Kerrang Radio. Elliot Minor, Medina Lake on the way next. Medina Lake, Kerrang Radio, just coming up to 9:25. It's Mike until 10, and it's Christian here with the Kerrang 40 most played and most requested tunes of the week. Just having a quick look at the papers. Most of them leading with, like, Prince Harry being in Afghanistan now, he's got to come home. The Daily Star's gone with that, but also half the front page with this story. Danny, best boobs in Britain official, talking about Danielle Lloyd. Apparently, she has got the best boobs in Britain with a chest that most women want. Apparently, her assets top to pole those ladies most want to look like if they have plastic surgery. There you go. We always rely on the Daily Star to go for the hard-hitting journalistic news angle, can't you? I feel enriched for knowing such things. My Chemical Romance, keen, and we'll do the gig guide in a bit as well. Kerrang Radio. Would you kill? Keen, everybody's changing. Kerrang Radio, 23 minutes to 10. Christian's on in a bit with the Kerrang 40. Well, that was My Chemical Romance, and welcome to the Black Parade.
1, 2, 2, yeah, yeah.
The Kerrang Radio Gig Guide.
If you're looking for something to do tonight, gigs, loads of gigs happening all over the country. I've just picked out a few at random, which are worth checking out. Futureheads playing Barrow and Furness Canteen Media and Arts Centre. Although, if you want to see them, they're doing Emma Scott Presents. It's a week on Tuesday, the 11th, at the Barfly in Birmingham. Check it out through our website or myspace.com/Emma Scott. It's going to be good. I'll be there. I've already sorted out the guest list. I was first in. The Audition, we're loving them on here at the moment. Cambridge Barfly for them tonight. Jimmy Eat World down in Bristol at the Carling Academy. Susie Sue at Liverpool Carling Academy. The Mexicolas, their album is out at the moment. It's called X. It's great. Stoke Sugar Mill. Kate Nash is playing the Wolves Civic. Real Big Fish are at Brighton Concord 2. The Metro's one of my favourite new bands at the moment. Are at the Norwich Arts Centre. Eels are at the Sage in Gateshead. And I wanted to pick this one out just because I think they've got a funny name. At London Bar Academy tonight is a band called The Tossers. There you go. Also, Passion and Pain, as usual, club night. Evolution and Worcester play there last Saturday, first time in a while, short notice, but it was good to get back into it. Love doing the club work, it's great fun.
Winner of the Best Dance Floor Track Awards, it's the Wombats. This is Moving to New York, Kerrang Radio. Stranglers on Kerrang! Peaches for that Wombats Moving to New York. Some Romanian cops have decided that a vandalism investigation is closed because they've decided that ghosts were to blame. People reckon they were sort of seeing bikes flying through the air, broken windows and objects moving on tables and stuff. And candles being blown out when there's no wind. They told the police. The police, they reckon there was evil spirits, these people that lived in this village. Police laughed at them. Then the police saw it with their own eyes and went, oh yes, ghosts. I suppose that's one way of improving your clear-up rates, isn't it, really? Surge tanking in the Kooks on the way next to Kerrang.
Kerrang! Aircheckdownloads.com.